Fritzberg and bloodandfaith.com. It's tax day 2024. Every once in a while, I tend to marvel at the ability of the church, the evangelical church, to deceive itself or self-deceive itself into thinking that modern-day people that call themselves Jews are somehow the chosen people of God, that they're somehow the biological offspring of a man named Jacob. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised, because the propaganda around that for generations now is absolutely immense. I did a little search on can a land be born in one day? This is Isaiah 66. Have to look at my notes and figure that out. Can a land be born in a day? You've heard that. Let's see if I can pull it up. 66 verse 8. Can a land be born in one day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? And I did a little Google search on that, and they had some Australian Bible Society, and they were quoting that scripture to say, well, all of a sudden, on one day in 1948, when the British Army retired from Palestine, the land was born in one day. And I thought, huh, well, that's interesting. That's an interesting interpretation of the scripture, because I don't see it that way at all. When you read Isaiah 66, verse 8, it's talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. It's talking about the birth of Jesus Christ, as in Jesus Christ is the land. Jesus Christ is the land. All of a sudden, Mary gave birth, and she didn't even go through labor pains. The virgin birth was a birth without labor pains under Mary. When Isaiah talks about can a land be born in a day, can a nation come forth all at once, it's talking about Jesus Christ. Talking about Jesus Christ, it's not talking about this entity that they wrongly call Israel that came forth in 1948. That's not what that's about. It's about Jesus Christ. And so when the scriptures talk about the sons of Israel returning to the land, they're talking about the biologics of Israel returning to their God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus Christ was the God of the prophets. Can a land be born in one day? It's talking about Jesus Christ in Isaiah 66, verse 8. It's not talking about a chunk of dirt somewhere. It's not talking about a chunk of dirt somewhere. One of the biggest deceptions that Christians have is they equate Jew with the biological children of Israel. And part of the reason is because these Jews stole the name of Israel. I mean, look, in the day of trannies, in the day of trannies, where any dude can come along and say, I'm a woman, and they actually get people to respect what you have to say. I work in an organization, a government entity, and you're supposed to honor and respect those things. If some dude says, hey, my pronouns are she and he and she and her, and you got to refer to this dude as a woman, I mean, that's some sick stuff. That's twisted. And we got the same thing here in 2024, have for almost a century now, 75 years or so. I don't do the math on that stuff. I guess we're coming up on that, though, 70 years. Just because a group of people call their country Israel, this is key, does not mean they're the biological offspring of Israel. Does not mean that. In the day of trannies, that should be really simple for the church to understand. But maybe they're hoodwinked by that. Satan is the deceiver. Remember, Satan is a liar and he's a deceiver. Satan's children are liars and deceivers. Satan's children are called Jews. That's the other thing that boggles my mind. When Jesus Christ comes out and he says Jews are the devil's children and Jews are the synagogue of Satan, we ought to work a little harder at understanding what the prophets meant. And I don't think that any of this is hard to understand. I mean, frankly, when all of the books of the Bible written since the resurrection of Jesus Christ that are written towards Europeans, they're written towards Europe, they're written towards the Europeans. And when the Gospels themselves says, hey, they're going to the dispersion. Where's the dispersion? Is Jesus going to go to preach the dispersion among the Greeks? Among the Europeans, that ought to be a couple really big clues. Bible's written in European tongue. All the epistles that are written to a named place are written to European churches. Every one of them. There's no such thing as an epistle written to a church in Jerusalem or Judea or Samaria or Africa or India or China. They're all written to European churches. The 12 tribes went to Europe. The 12 tribes went to Europe. They converted to Jesus Christ, past tense. And these people that have emerged recently, relatively recently, at least as far as geopolitics is concerned, they're liars, they're frauds, and they're identity thieves. They're not the biologists of Israel. They've stolen the use of the name Israel. And when the prophet says, can a land be born in one day? It has nothing to do with 1948. It's about Jesus Christ. Preacher got a Bible here. Preacher got a Bible. Let's pull this up. Isaiah chapter 66. It's right towards the end. Let's see if I can't find this here. Here's about the birth of Jesus Christ, okay? This is about Mary and Jesus Christ. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Mary was not tainted by the sin nature because she was a virgin woman. I love this story. Mary is critical. Mary was a female. So right there, that's important. She was a female. Okay, the bloodline is transferred through the male. It's through the male. Mary, as a virgin woman, did not pass down the sin-loving nature to Jesus Christ. She'd never become one flesh with the male. Every other female that has given birth transfers the sin-loving nature from Adam down through the males all the way down through our offspring. Mary didn't. She'd never become one flesh with the male, and she didn't have birth pangs. Imagine that. I got a wife. She's had a bunch of kids, and it's pretty wild out there, and that you know, when she has a kid, it's something else. Anyway, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. This is about Mary and the birth of Jesus Christ. A virgin woman gives birth to a boy. Didn't have any birth pangs. The first and last and only woman that ever happened with. Even Eve. She became one flesh with Adam. Everybody's conceived in iniquity, born in sin and conceived in iniquity. Not Jesus Christ. Mary had no birth pangs. Next verse. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Can a land be born in one day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? This is Jesus Christ. That's the nation and the land. The nation and the land is Jesus Christ. Can a land be born in one day? And a nation be brought forth all at once? The modern thing over in Israel that's called Israel, they're identity thieves and they're frauds. In the day and age of trannies, a Christian ought to know the difference. This is a people that by identity explicitly reject Jesus Christ. By identity. And their ancestors by identity rejected Jesus Christ. And in the New Testament, it says even those that were Jews, Jesus Christ said, look, you prove that you're of those that murdered the prophets. You prove that you're the children of those that murdered the prophets. So when it says that they were going to return to the land, first of all, they already have, past tense. The biologics of Israel, not these Jews, not these frauds, not these identity thieves, the biologists of Israel, they went to Europe and they converted to Jesus Christ, past tense. Y'all got your hope on something that's not going to happen. These modern-day Jews are identity thieves and they're frauds. If you go up and you look at their own literature, they're from Edom. A lot of them are from Edom. Sephardic Jews are from Edom. And they spread out in places like Spain. But all of Edom converted to Talmudic Judaism. Talmudic Judaism. Then you got the Ashkenazic Jews. These are Khazarians. Look, this is in their literature. This is in the Jewish literature. But remember, they're identity thieves, they're liars, they're fraud. Jesus Christ, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, and John 8:44. All right, so they pretend to be something that they're not. Satan is the deceiver of entire nations. That's his greatest strength. And Satan, through the Jews, has deceived the church in thinking that anybody that calls themselves a Jew is somehow the children of Israel. Do not equate a Jew with the biological offspring of Israel. Don't do that. Don't do that. You have no biblical basis to do that. You have no historical basis to do that. You have no basis for doing that. Jesus Christ already told you, look, these folks are liars. They're false Jews. They're the devil's children and they're synagogue of Satan. And you go back and you look at their literature and they come out of Edom, Esau, King Herod, Esau. And you look at the Khazarian Empire. This is in open literature. You go look at the Khazarians converted to Talmudic Judaism. These are your Ashkenazic Jews. It got nothing to do with the biological offspring of Israel. Don't ever tell me the Jews believe in the Torah. Don't ever, ever, ever dare tell me that the Jews believe in the Torah. Jesus Christ refutes you. He says, listen, he says, if you had believed in Moses, you would have believed in me. So none of that is acceptable. And if you and I can undermine this idea that a modern Jew is somehow the biological offspring of Israel, we'll go a long way into destroying what Satan is doing on the earth today. The greatest supporter, and the Jews will tell you this, the greatest supporter of the Jews in the world is the evangelical church, and we're in deception. We are in deception. And it's an act of a treason to support these modern-day Jews that are nothing but liars and identity thieves. When you go back and you read about the Lord in the Old Testament, and I'm going to use this conventionally, in the Old Testament, in the books of the Bible, in the Old Testament, it's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. It's not a different God. It's Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the incarnation of God. When Jesus Christ appeared to the prophets and he appeared to the patriarchs, it was Jesus Christ. When the Lord appeared to him, it was Jesus Christ. When the Lord appeared to Moses, the Bible says that Moses spoke to the Lord face to face as a man speaks with a friend, Exodus 33, verse 11. And Jesus Christ said, look, folks, let me give you a big fat hint. No man has seen the Father. No man has seen the Father. No man has seen the Father. Over and over again, he says, nobody's seen the Father. The disciples said, well, we just want to see the Father. Big deception, a big stumbling block for many, many Christians. Well, that was the God of the Old Testament. That was God. That was God. But this is just Jesus. That was God. This is just Jesus. It's just Jesus because he represents God. But it's just Jesus. It's not God. No. Jesus Christ is the incarnation of God. In him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Jesus Christ dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus Christ said, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Last Supper, getting together with his disciples. He says, show us the Father, it's enough. And he says, look, man, don't you understand yet? I've been with you so long, you don't understand me. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Moses spoke with Jesus Christ. The prophets spoke with Jesus Christ. The patriarchs spoke with Jesus Christ. They were all Christians. They worshiped Jesus Christ, even though they weren't known by that name at that time. Prophet also says, Isaiah also says, listen, I'm going to leave your name. He's talking to the Jews. I'm going to leave your name as a curse, but my people will be called by a new name. What's the new name? Christian. Acts 11, I think it is. Acts 11. It's all there. So if we can disabuse this deception in the evangelical church, in the Christian church, in the mainline church, in whatever church you're in, the Greek church, the Roman church, I don't care, we're going to go a long way to defeating Satan. Because Satan's children will no longer have that cover. They will no longer have the cover of the Christian church providing a coverage for them. I mean, it's really quite stunning. You have this entity that's stolen the name of Israel. They extort billions and billions of dollars out of a you know, once Christian nation just by saying, oh, we're Israel. You got to support us. We're Jews. You got to support us. No, we don't. Actually, we've got to oppose you. A Christian should oppose a Jew. Second John talks about this. Second John 7 through 11. Second John, there's only one chapter, verses 7 through 11, talks about the Antichrist. Antichrist are Jews. Jews are Antichrist. They literally reject Jesus as the Messiah of God. And verse 10 and verse 11, it says, look, if somebody doesn't bring to you the doctrine of Christ, what's the doctrine of Christ? It's that Jesus is the Christ of God. He's the Messiah of God. He's the Son of God. He's the incarnation of God. That's the doctrine of Jesus Christ. He says, don't greet them. Don't greet them. Don't have anything to do with them. And never lift your hands to greet. He's the one who lifts their hand to greet them, puts forth his hands to do evil works. So when Jews come along and they reject Jesus as the Christ, they reject Jesus as the Messiah, they reject Jesus as the Son of God, they reject Jesus Christ as the incarnation of God, they say in their Talmud, which is not the Torah, that he is boiling in human feces in hell right now. Bible says, hey, if they don't bring the doctrine of Christ, don't have anything to do with them, don't welcome them. And anybody that greets them puts forth their hands to do evil, to do evil, to do evil. All these evangelicals, they've got, you know, Christians United for Israel. Can you imagine that, Christians United for Satan? Okay, first of all, they've stolen the name of Israel, they're identity thieves, they're large. Jesus said this. All right, we're going to pound away at this until people get it. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.